every time. Theo's going crazy, but it's time to pod. It's Saturday, April 13th. Welcome to Big Ben and K-Win on NoFilter.net. Each week, we broadcast live across NoFilter.net, YouTube TV, Caffeine TV, anywhere you get your audio podcast. Tonight, we got a good one. Or excuse me, I just got back from Vegas. I'm still trying to shake out the cobwebs. It's the morning, and we got a good one. We're going to talk about the Masters. We're going to talk about Mike Trout's resurgence. We're going to talk about the NBA playoffs and more. I'm K-Win. He's Big Ben, and he will not be caddying for Tiger Woods today.
I will not, but Tiger Woods sets another record, 24 straight made cuts at the hardest tournament throughout the year. And golf clap for Tiger.
Were you nervous that he was going to miss the cut this year?
It's all from a physical standpoint. I think making the cut, he can do it. Now, the next 36 holes that play out, that's where the body might break down a little bit. But I think he sees making the cut as a win, another record. And it just, he comes and plays there every year, no matter what. Car wreck, whatever's going on in his life, like he'll be there. And I think he looks at making the cut as just a measure of he is still amongst the best. Because every golfer, Masters is the Super Bowl of golf. Every player plays in it, they have the opportunity. So he says, well, I'm in the upper echelon of the best golfers in the world still. And there's something to be said for that. I don't know if there's an equivalent across any sport. Might be Ken Griffey Jr. can still come and hit a home run, you know, off some of these guys that are throwing 104 miles per hour, like the guy for the A's. But
or Edgar Martinez can hit doubles into his 40s.
Exactly. It does. You do look this age. The more remarkable thing to me, Vijay Singh, he's 61 years old.
Wow.
61, and he made the cut. I think that's a little more remarkable. It won't get any play, any airtime, but Vijay Singh, 61, making the cut. That's huge. You want me to tell you a little about what's going on with the Masters?
Yeah, because this is out of my jurisdiction and out of my knowledge.
Okay, so the Masters is the, as I said, the Super Bowl of them all in golf. But this year, more so than everything, there's been hyper-focus on LIV versus the PGA. And you have people that live on the LIV side, obviously, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, who's up near the lead this year. And then you have guys that sit on the PGA side, Scottie Scheffler, who's right now playing better than anyone, along with Rory McIlroy and so forth. I think about Anthony Rendon here.
Ooh. Angels.
And here's why I do. So Rendon has come out and said baseball either needs to shorten the season, shorten the games, or so forth. LIV is it's not 72 holes like it is for every traditional golf tournament in the PGA where you have a cut. The players that don't make the cut go home. The other players get paid out. LIV is guaranteed payout, and they only play 54 holes, and it's a shotgun start. So it's just, you're going. You probably spend half the time you normally do on a course in PGA. So if you're Anthony Rendon, you're going to go play on LIV. And a lot of these other guys have just gone to LIV to make good money, not play as golf as much, and probably be with their family a little more.
Better quality of life. That's the way
generational wealth, right? And then you have the PGA guys who say, I want to see my name etched in the trophies of old, right? I want to see Ben Hogan, all these guys. So it's two camps. And the leaderboard's right now made up of a decent balance. So you got Scottie Scheffler at top, along with Brooks Koepka and Max Homa. So whatever plays out post-tournament, but for this weekend, it is the best of both worlds. The top golfers from LIV and then the top golfers from the PGA. Down the road, the LIV golfers may not find themselves into the Masters. You have to do well enough in the majors. So that's where things may break when you don't see LIV players playing in the top tournaments on the PGA Tour. But rather they're ostracized because they're still playing on LIV. So it's only Saturday. A lot left to be seen. But the big news is Tiger making the cut. He's only six shots out. Will he get there? Probably not. But then Scottie Scheffler and if Bryson DeChambeau, excuse me, continues to play like he is, it's going to be.
Who do you have winning it? And I know you've got some action with Grover, Hodges, and Weezy. So which golfers did you pick?
So my picks were Rory McIlroy.
Is it a draft?
It's a draft. So it's a five-player draft. And then your top four players, you take their score and then combine low score as well as the winner. Wheezy had first pick. He took Scheffler. I think I took Rahm. I have Rory. Someone else fell off. Oh, I have Aberg, who's like this Swedish kind of rookie that's playing well for me. I think I'm three strokes off Wheezy.
Hodges, take JT.
Hodges has, he actually didn't show up for the draft, but he just picked the remaining players, and he's ironically enough winning right now. So that's how it all works out. So Masters weekend, you will find me plopped on the couch tomorrow for a good portion of the day.
Is that okay with Shar and Kennedy?
Char's taking off for Kansas early in the morning.
With Kennedy?
Nope, I'll have Kennedy. Kennedy will have a lot of, some Bluey. She'll be a lot of Bluey tomorrow. She'll make way for the Masters.
So let's hear it now. Who's going to win the 2024 Masters?
The 2024 Masters will be won by... This is going to be a great segue to, I believe, our next segment, not after Trout. Scottie Scheffler is the Boston Celtics of the PGA Tour. Right now. It's hard to bet against Scottie. If I had to...
So is he the best golfer in the world right now?
Best golfer in the world. Like, not even close. On the PGA Tour. Day, week in, week out. If anyone, Max Homa might have a chance. I'll give Max a chance. He's tied with the lead with Bryson. I think Bryson blows up. It's going to be Max or Scotty.
All right. Shifting gears to baseball. But before we transition, you mentioned Anthony Rendon doesn't want to play 162. PGA versus LIV. Maybe he should go play for the Savannah Bananas. Then he only has to play like 20 games, make some money, have some free time. There you go, Mr. Rendon. There's the fix. But I want to talk about his teammate who is healthy and who's playing at a high level, Mike Trout, off to a hot start. It's only 11 games, but he looks like he's the three-time MVP again. He's hitting over 300. I think he's got six or seven home runs in 11 games. And his WAR is currently at 0.9. It's on pace for 13. It's unheard of. When he won MVP in, 2019, 2016, 2014. So in 2014, his WAR was 8.3. 2016, his WAR was 8.7. 2019, his WAR was 7.8. Now, I don't think he will continue this torrid pace, but even if he comes down to earth, he's back. And that's a good news for baseball and a good news for the West Coast. The Angels, they're playing with fool's gold because they played the Marlins. I think they'll come back down to earth. I think the Astros will get better. But we need Trout healthy, just like the NBA needs LeBron James and Steph Curry healthy.
Yeah, you wondered if, if Trout and Ohtani were healthy for a continual amount of time while they're both on the Angels, we might be singing a different song in terms of where Ohtani's at today. Now, Trout, I feel like he's a better one-man band. Does that make sense? Like he's
the Harry Styles of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, apparently. Like Trout has already come out and said he's going to get on the base pass.
He wants to steal 20.
On the base pass. He wants to steal 20. He's come out and said that. And then you look at, I think the West is open. Like, and I think Trout's proved you don't need to be good on a good team to win MVP. That's just the case. I don't know if it would be an interesting story if he can will the Angels and maybe just stick around. Trout seems to me like he could be a guy that's a one-man club, like he sticks around with the Angels for his career, but I don't know when his contract's through.
I don't know. I think he re-upped his contract, but I don't know how long it is. But the last couple of years, he struggled with injuries, and he struggled a little bit by Mike Trout standards, but he's back. He's hitting the fastball. He's smashing the curveball, and he looks good. And the West right now, we've got the Rangers. The A's are playing better than people have thought, and the Astros are on the bottom, and my M's haven't even peaked yet.
No. It's going to be you tell me, if you were to say, when's the most accurate time to look at, when can you look at the full scope and say, all right, that team is who they are, and these teams are going to kind of continue to progress how they are. I don't think we can say that after, what, 15, 16 games? I think it's a quarter of the way through the season. When you can
Yeah, I think mid-June, you start to become who you are. But since Major League Baseball expanded their playoffs, everyone has a chance to be in the wild card. Even if you're a sub-500 team, more than likely, you're only a couple games out of 500.
And the Angels,
a couple games out of the race.
Yeah, and Trout's going to be a player that, you know, I guess I love the dialogue that the A's owner created and why they're going to Sacramento. It's like people will come to Sacramento not to watch my team, but they'll come to watch Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani. And Trout's still probably got, what, 5-6 good years in him?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a beast.
I was in Las Vegas. I didn't realize the A's stadium is going to be where the Tropicana Hotel is, like across from the MGM. Almost kitty corner from Luxor. And so supposedly home plate is going to be closer towards the airport. And so you can look out into New York, New York. Like the outfield is like the strip in New York, New York. And it kind of looks like Sydney Opera House. And I just kept thinking, those Major League Baseball visiting teams are going to have so much fun in Vegas. Like, there's going to be so many D&Ps the next day.
You're a
like, if it's an early game, you better take the home team. The A's are going to be a serious title contender because the visiting team's going to be hung over in jail.
What do you think happened that first 3 years? I mean, the Las Vegas Golden Knights. I mean, and I don't know if the ladies party as hard as the men. I got to imagine they do.
Yeah.
But look at what happened to the Aces. Look what happened to the Golden Knights. The Golden Knights won the Stanley Cup last year. They were in the Stanley Cup final their first year. Yeah, bet heavy on the A's that first year they're in Vegas.
That's why LeBron wants to retire and own a basketball team in Vegas because he knows they can win. That's the real home field advantage, playing in Vegas. Visiting teams have no chance. No, no, no. I'll take an off day when we're out in Vegas.
And where are you going to go stay in the surrounding area that's really going to isolate your team from that? You can't.
You can't.
There's no feasible way you can possibly do that. Let's talk about
that. What are you going to stay at the Wynn? Encore beach parties going on? Sunday night swim? Are you kidding me?
You can go get lost. Coaches included too, right? You can go get lost in Vegas pretty easily. A lot of DMPs.
Do you think they will just transfer their per diem to like the pit boss at the Wynn and just say, hey, just give me some chips. Let's let it ride. I'll be there. I've landed at like 7. Get my chips ready.
Well, the best part of this would see you just have guys at the sports book as the athletes potentially come in just cheering for them because they just want them some, you know, a couple grand.
Yeah.
It's I would agree with LeBron's assessment. Not only can you win there, I think that's a basketball city more so than anything.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, I don't know how baseball is going to fly there, to be honest. If I'm being, there's a lot of games. It doesn't seem like a baseball purist town.
Listen, I was there for 2 days and I was just worn out.
Right.
Could you imagine playing like 80 plus home games and then the noise and the distractions? Think about it. All your friends are going to be in Vegas all the time throughout the year, bachelor parties, 30th, 40th, work conventions.
Vegas puts, and the fact that your average lifespan will probably come down by a couple of years, but you know, there's got to be something around that too. All right, let's talk hoops.
All right. I think about a month back when the Celtics were running away with the East and the NBA on fire, beating everyone by like 30, 40 points. I asked you, Celtics or the field? You took the Celtics. Now it's been several weeks since then. Celtics are still coasting along. I'm going to say, do you want to go chalk and go Celtics and Nuggets or the field to win it all?
The East is beat up. Like there's a lot of teams that are just running on fumes. God, can you trust the Celtics in the playoffs after these last few years?
No.
It seems like they run out of gas. Marcus Smart's not around this year.
They have a shorter bench than ever. Their starters are unbelievable. but Porzingis is known to get hurt.
Yep.
Jaylen Brown and Tatum are known to take bad shots and turn the ball over in clutch moments.
See, you're trying to talk me out of it. I don't know if I'm going to let you do that. And if you're giving me the Nuggets, too, still probably the best player in basketball again this year, unfortunately. I don't think Shai played well enough to unseat Nikola. Just in lieu of me not wanting to see a Celtics Nuggets, no, I'm not going to take it. I'll take the field at this point.
I'm with you. And I'm taking the field in the West. Give me all nine teams in the West. I think the winner is coming out of the West. Okay. The Nuggets are the perennial favorite, but look at the Mavs. Look at what they've done. They changed their lineup around. They've got Gafford, PJ Washington. They're playing defense. Minnesota's got Cat back. OKC, we kind of set it as a moonshot like OKC, but they're right in it. Even the Clippers, if Kawhi can get healthy, they could win it. Lakers, don't count out the Lakers. Someone on ESPN said the only team the Lakers should be afraid of are the Nuggets. And they're right. But other than that, the Lakers could come out of the West with the right matchup. I think this is the year that one of the young guys steps forward and wins it all. And give me the Timberwolves. I'm going, this is the year of the Ant-Man. Ant's going to do it.
You think Ant because his progression throughout this year has been like he's a new, not the face of the NBA, but could be just pretty based close on his trajectory. And then you look at, I mean, no one thought which Gobert and Cat, right? I wouldn't call those guys soft, but you kind of, how is that going to all mix together? And it's just been Carl Anthony Towns. It's just played out of his mind. Or no, excuse me, not Carl Anthony Towns.
The big baguette.
No. Who's the guy? Anthony Edwards, excuse me. Ant-Man. And then you got...
Conley at point. You got McDaniels. It's like Conley's the Swiss Army knife.
Conley's the VJ Singh in the NBA.
Yeah, still making the cut. Still steady.
Exactly. I think the West, I think I agree with you. Someone's going to come out of the West. The thing I fear is that the team's going to be so beat up because there's going to be some tough matchups. Like the Suns could play the Golden State Warriors for that play-in game.
Yeah.
That would be a great matchup, in my opinion, just seeing Durant and where those two players are. There's six teams better than the teams that you're like Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, probably 3 years back, top of their game. And that all of a sudden there's six teams that are better than them in the same division.
It's crazy to think that LeBron, Steph, and KD could potentially all be in the play-in game. That just shows you where the NBA is going. Like, there's young stars. There's people taking that next steps. Actually, I'll take it one step further. LeBron James, Steph Curry, and KD will be in Cancun before Cinco de Mayo. They're going to all be out of the playoffs. There it is. They'll be at Senior Frogs. They'll be at Squid Row. They'll be at Mandela. They're out. This is the new version of the NBA. It's the new NBA. Celtics are good. Suns, can't trust them. No, can't trust them. Warriors, I just don't like their path because they just get an opportunity to lose to the Nuggets more than likely. 8-1, that's not looking good. And Lakers, I don't trust AD. LeBron doesn't have enough around him. D'Angelo Russell can shoot here or there, but consistently, I don't like the Lakers. They are all in Cancun. If you want to get an autograph or a photograph of Steph Curry, LeBron, and KD together, it's going to be in Cancun come early May.
I don't disagree. I can't wait to watch the Thunder in the playoffs. And I think Oklahoma City is just going to go bananas. I mean, I got to imagine that town. There's not much going on in Oklahoma City except for the Thunder.
How long is Shar in Kansas City?
5 days.
Ooh, I was going to say we could sneak out to an OKC playoff game. Fred Kennedy, me, you, and Kennedy, just put her like in the front, the baby Bjorn. He'll be like hangover.
Or just take the same flight. Yeah, take the same flight as Char. She goes up to Salina. I go down to Oklahoma City. That probably, I mean, we can make that happen, but. feasibility of Kennedy being well taken for is kind of slim. Who do you have coming out of the West? Minnesota?
Yeah, I'm going Minnesota.
Okay, I'm going to go. I'm just going to go OKC. I get it.
If it's not Minnesota, I'm going Dallas. I like Dallas.
You like Dallas?
Yeah.
Luka. Kyrie finally got it going.
Finally got it going. They've got so much defense around them. It doesn't matter that those two don't play defense. But here's what we have to see. We have to see Luka versus the Clippers. And then somehow, some way, we got to get Luka in the Mavs versus the Suns. Like, that has been consistent over the last couple of years. The matchups, the battles, the intensity. I love it. Best time of the year.
Okay. Go Timberwolves, go Thunder.
Yeah.
Would you consider Minnesota, the Timberwolves, a small market team?
Absolutely.
Where are they at? Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Who else is in Minneapolis?
Justin Jefferson.
The Vikings?
Yeah, the Twins.
I guess that's a decent-sized market. I love OKC. I like these NBA teams with just nothing else going on in the city. Portland, Memphis. I guess, does Utah have a – they don't have a hockey team. They don't have a baseball team, no football team. Jazz.
So Utah's Oklahoma. Getting, like, a soccer – Utah's getting something. It was in the news. I think they're getting hockey.
They're getting the Phoenix Coyotes.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy them. All right, out east, no surprises for you. I do want to watch Paulo play.
Yeah. I don't think the Celtics come out. I think someone gets them. I don't know who it is. It's not going to be the Bucks because something's going on in that locker room. They're playing no defense, and they just don't have the right chemistry.
Is that coaching change? Like, Doc's not the guy?
I don't know if you can blame it on Doc. You got to blame it on someone. He might be the fall guy, but the Bucks are heading the wrong direction. But the Cavs could come out. The Magic could come out. And don't sleep on the Heat. Like, the Heat did it before, playing to the finals. They still got Jimmy Buckets. They got Bam. They got Tyler Hero. They got Scary Terry. I got the Heat coming out. Heat versus Minnesota. Ooh. It will be the lowest watched NBA finals of all time. But it will be great for the NBA because it will be a new chapter as Ant-Man wins his first title.
I just thought about this. Miami is definitely the Vegas of the East Coast in some respects. Gambling, not so much, but the allure and what's going on in the city. You go look at the other cities, like Boston, like not so much. Milwaukee, well, New York, you can get in trouble. Cleveland, Orlando, Indiana, like we've seen Miami come out of nowhere in these playoffs, and I think it is that, those long series. Like, people are getting out to Club Live. Like, they're going out on the beach. They're doing something.
Yeah.
I mean, walking in that sand can just drudge your legs, so I don't mind your pick. Go Heat. Right. Go Spoelstra. Go Riley.
Let's go. Let's get out of here. I got to wrap this bad boy up, 10:35, right on time. At Big Ben Kwin underscore. At Big Ben Kwin underscore. Everywhere on social media, that's TikTok, that's Twitter, that's Threads, that's Instagram. Download, listen, subscribe, and 5-star us anywhere you get your podcast. And if you want to watch us live, you want to see these faces, you want to see this banter, you want to see this energy in action, nofilter.net, Caffeine TV, YouTube TV.
Tiger, even through three, let's go.
Boom. Good luck on the couch tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.